Blackstone Audio presents 1920, The Year That Made the Decade Roar, by Eric Burns. This book is read by Christopher Lane. This book is dedicated with envy to Michael and Jan, Mitchell and Kim, Mark and Melissa, who, knowing the meaning of life, will forever be together, as was intended by the vows at the outset. Introduction. It was the first full year after the Treaty of Versailles had officially ended the Great War, and Americans were not as relieved as they had hoped to be. They were joyful, of course, but at other times saddened, optimistic but no less confused, enthusiastic yet unable to escape a certain sense of dread. It is neither easy nor usual to hold such conflicting emotions at the same time. Then again, the year was neither easy nor usual. Americans were joyful, naturally, that the fighting in Europe was over and their troops were back home. But their sadness that the troops had ever had to depart in the first place still lingered, as did an even deeper sadness that so many young men had not returned. Americans were optimistic that the 20th century could at last begin without interference, and that its remaining 80 years would be the most productive and profitable ever for the nation. But they were not productive and profitable now, as, in the words of one historian, a punishing post-war recession had settled like a cloud of mustard gas over manufacturing and industry and would not fully disperse for another 2 years. They were enthusiastic, though, about something else in the air, the beat of distant music.